From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Three people dead, several others hurt in a deadly rampage in the South Bay.
So just random attacks. Like was mentioned, senseless acts that this individual committed.
Random and senseless. We're learning more about the timeline of events that led police to a suspect who reportedly has a long and troubled past. A Bay Area-based tech giant says many of its workers have to come back to the office. The new rule from Meta, the parent company of Facebook.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A lot of celebrating there. Pride Month in San Francisco and a history-making move in our country. San Francisco leading the way by having the first ever drag laureate. Good morning, everybody. It is Saturday, June 3rd. I'm Reed Cowan, and happy Pride to you. Let's get a start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagen.
The weekend has arrived, and this first weekend in June brings warm temperatures to inland parts of the Bay Area. Near the water, it's going to be pleasant, but temperatures are still going to be pretty close to normal. And then a shift as we head into early next week. A little ripple in the atmosphere headed for Southern California is actually going to send some moisture farther to the north and give us an outside chance of a pop-up shower, maybe even a thunderstorm around the Bay Area, especially Tuesday of next week. Today's temperatures are going to warm up from a normal start. Inland temperatures are going to be making it up to a few degrees above average this afternoon.
Chaos and confusion for two South Bay communities. A stabbing spree and a carjacking leads to a hit and run. Let's start with that deadly hit and run that was seen on surveillance video. Watch the upper right hand corner of your screen. The suspect is about to appear, jump a curb, plow past a bunch of bushes there, and then you hear the screaming. Now, we're not going to show you what happened next, but police say moments later that driver hit and killed an elderly couple. Just one of many horrifying moments in a string of attacks in two cities. So let's broaden out the map and show you where all of this played out. You see several different scenes there. Police say just after 3 p.m. Thursday, that suspect stabbed and carjacked somebody over at Couser Road and Delwood Way in San Jose. And then minutes later, they say he stabbed another person during an attempted carjacking, this time on Hillsdale Avenue, scaring so many people outside a Target store. Shortly after that, police say he then hit and killed the couple on Santa Clara and 16th. Then about an hour later in Milpitas, investigators say he stabbed and killed a third person in a parking lot on Jaclyn Road before finally he was arrested by Milpitas police. And new this morning, word this all played out near a high school graduation. So who is this guy? Well, police say they have this man in custody, 31-year-old Kevin Pecorana. We're going to let you know more about him in a moment. But first, let's get to the victims. Betty Yu has more on that San Jose couple hit and killed.
People have been stopping by this makeshift memorial to remember the elderly couple that was killed, the Fams, in a random, senseless crime scene. The family says they're mourning together inside the home and declined to speak on camera.
Surveillance video shows the terrifying final moments of Mr. and Mrs. Pham's lives. Min Tran said he was working on repainting the couple's home when the suspect hit them with the stolen car.
Hit you on your leg?
Yeah, I don't know where it hit, but I feel hug my body. And I feel hug my head, my shoulder.
Min said he noticed the car speed up.
He go faster. After he stopped, he go faster and he hit me foot.
Investigators collected evidence for hours Thursday. Two hats, a shirt, and a shoe could be seen on the ground. Family members say the Fams were in their mid-70s and lived in the home with their only son. They were fixtures on the block for about 20 years.
They're a very quiet, gentle, older Vietnamese couple, and we often saw them in the front yard, especially lately, as they were enjoying getting their house painted. It was a big project for them, and so we often saw them standing in the front of their house and to the side over here admiring the work.
Sandra Lee Norris lives nearby.
Pretty horrible. I mean, we just feel so much for the families involved in all these incidents, the stabbings and the people that are still in critical condition. We're tracking it very closely, and our hearts are just broken because they happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I didn't sleep last night. I just couldn't sleep.
Meanwhile, Min was back on the job Friday, doing work on a fence.
My body, my heart, everything.
So what do we know so far about the suspect? Sean Chitness looks into his history.
We spent the day here in San Jose trying to figure out what we could learn about the suspect, first going to the neighborhood where he lives and talking to people who are across the street. They gave us a sense that they were worried he needed help, but they never could have imagined that he'd be capable of this level of violence. Then we came here to San Jose Police Headquarters, where we learned a lot more about his long criminal history. San Jose police say Kevin Parcurana was well known to them due to his criminal past dating back 10 years. Court records show felony convictions for family violence and misdemeanor convictions.
We're looking at not only a mental health, substance abuse, again, his prior history to see what the motive was.
Police say he stabbed multiple victims and intentionally ran into pedestrians with the car he stole in San Jose. That's before officers were able to surround him in Milpitas, taking him into custody after causing havoc at multiple scenes.
We have to look at, given his history, where the system failed, if that were the case.
Paige Stanton rushed home Thursday night when her family told her she needed to get inside. These are images she captured of the scene outside the suspect's home.
They started packing stuff up and leaving, and he never came out, so we're kind of assuming like the worst.
She says it wasn't uncommon for the police to be here at Parcurana's house. But when officers came by Thursday night to search the home, it was different.
Being across the street from something so close like that is pretty scary, pretty unexpected, to say the least.
Neighbors say it's devastating to learn that so many people have been hurt or killed by the actions of one man.
I just feel bad for his family and all the families involved, because, that's very traumatic.
And now they're left worrying whether they were ever in any danger living on the same street.
That's really close to home, and who knows what his thought process was. If he seen us outside, could we have, been attacked or whatnot?
All right, so San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan addressed the suspect's history as a repeat offender. He says that this crime spree really shows that a lot more needs to be done to keep all of you safe.
That's why I believe that when we're dealing with individuals who are repeat offenders with multiple convictions, our city, county, and state must do a better job of holding people accountable for getting the care that they need or getting them off of our streets.
We first brought you the update from San Jose Police, streaming live on CBS News Bay Area. Reminder, you can watch anytime, anywhere when news breaks on the CBS News app. In other news, Meta says to the workers, come back to the office. In fact, starting September 5, employees assigned to an office will be expected to work in person 3 days a week. Those who are designated as remote workers, you can keep that status. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, says the updated policy, though, is not set in stone. Meta will also announce more job cuts this week, we hear. That's painful. The company will lay off nearly 1,100 employees in Menlo Park, San Francisco, Sunnyvale, and Fremont. Let's keep track of this. The tech giant has laid off about 21,000 workers over the last 7 months. So painful for workers there at One Hacker Way. And Meta has started blocking news content for some Instagram and Facebook users in Canada. You probably are knowing about this because it comes in response to a proposed bill getting a lot of press that would require tech giants to pay media companies in order to post their content on social media sites. In fact, yesterday here in our state, California lawmakers advanced a similar bill despite warnings from Meta.
Hope, love, pride. Proudly presented by Pet Food Express and Broadway San Jose.
All right, so San Francisco officially made history kicking off Pride Month by doing this. Meet the nation's first ever drag laureate.
Drag is many things. Drag is art. Drag is activism. Drag is joy. Drag is instrumental to bringing people together. Drag is fabulous.
Three snaps from the drag laureate Darcy Dollinger. Mayor London Breed then raised the pride flag on a balcony at City Hall. And let's talk about flags. There's a new one flying over the Castro and Harvey Milk Plaza. The Castro Merchants Association raised the 20-foot-by-30-foot flag, showing us how the Castro merchants every year replace the flag. In fact, they do that about 3 to 4 times a year to make it a fresh symbol. They say each flag costs about $1,100, but it's important, especially in times when they say LGBTQ+ rights are under fire in many parts of our country.
I can't believe how backwards our country has gone. So it is absolutely so incredibly important this year that we show how proud we are boldly, loudly.
And the merchants donate old flags to museums and artists. This is all playing out while there's another bump for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, this time in Sacramento. Republicans in the state Senate taking issue with one member of the sisters. Let's talk about that. Sister Roma will be one of the 15 invited guests when the Senate approves a resolution that proclaims June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month. Meanwhile, though, Republican members of the Senate signed a letter. They claim that the sisters, Sister Roma, mock the Catholic faith. So we asked Sister Roma about that. She says not true at all. She says she's devoted more than half of her life to community service and helping people through fundraising. So did it have sway on Democrats in the state House? Not at all. They say they will not rescind Sister Roma's invitation.